Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here. Brad Grant is no stranger to the sweet smell of success when it comes to business and the sport he loves, harness racing. He is the son of the late Hall of Famer John Grant, who's owned many top standardbreds, and now Brad's got a few more of his own as he has put himself full bore into the sport he loves. He's our guest on this edition of Trot Radio. Brad, thanks for being on Trot Radio.
You're welcome.
You got into the business through your Hall of Fame dad, John, who has owned more than a few top standardbreds over the years. Was there an aha moment in your life growing up in that environment when you said, right, this is the game for me? Was there a horse that did that for you? What was it?
Well, when I was younger, I worked with the horses and even dabbled a little bit poorly. But I got away from it and got into the trucking business and really enjoyed it and thought I was out of the horses. And Ted Huntback dropped into my office one day and convinced me I should get back in it. And it kind of went from there. And then when, unfortunately, with Teddy passing away, I moved over. I'd known Ben for years and years, so I went with Ben and... It just kind of grew from there.
Ben would be, just for our listeners...
Ben Wallace.
What convinced you to get back into the game? I know there's something deep within us that always pulls us back, but what were the concrete things that Ted said to you that made you want to get back in?
Well, you know, in typical Ted fashion, if you knew him, you loved him. He just said, you know, it's time, and got back into it. And so I said, yeah, what the heck, and... got one and kind of went from there.
Yeah, I find that with most of us in this industry, if we get away from it, it's almost like there's a little man with a rubber band attached to our back that just kind of snaps us back into it, and we just can't help ourselves.
Well, when you do get away from it, and then you kind of get that smell again, it fills you up and it draws you right back in.
There's nothing like the smell of liniment, horse liniment, in the shed row in the morning.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, people think we're crazy, but hey, that's just the way we are. Let's talk about Twinbee Elite,
yep,
which you purchased along with Big McDeal from Jack Darling. When we heard the news, a lot of us were worried, thinking, oh my gosh, is Jack getting out of the game because of the whole slots at racetracks thing? How did you come about obtaining those pacers?
Well, I really, you know, with being around younger with my dad and being associated with top racehorses, you get that itch.
Mm.
And, I mean, we kind of what started as a hobby for me is now built into a full-fledged business. And I want to be competitive at the top end. And I really liked this filly last year. And, I mean, coming from Jack's barn, you know you're getting a good racehorse. And so we were just able to, you know, Ben had seen the horse all winter long training out at classy lanes. So we talked about it. I said, Ben, you know, maybe, you know, talk to Jack, and we were able to get something done. And, you know, we were able to do it with putting both horses in that kind of made it work. And I really think that the sleeper in the deal, as much as Big McDeal is a great filly, I think the other filly could be a surprise.
Twinbee Elite.
Yes.
Okay. What do you see in her?
Well, she's a bit of a hot-headed filly, and she hasn't had SBOA final. You know, she just had a rough trip, but she came out of it good. She's a big, strong mare. She's got great gate speed, and you know, in my mind, she could get a little bit better. If not, she'll make a great grassroots mare. And
yeah.
And obviously the other filly speaks for herself.
Well, she certainly sounds versatile. Let's talk about Big McDeal. She drew into what many would argue is the tougher of the two Fan Hanover divisions on Saturday. Three of the world champions from last year, including Big McDeal, American Jewel, and Economy Terror. Your filly's been picked as a third choice. Do you think she's the third best, or do you think she's better?
Well, you'd be disappointed if I say she's third best.
I would be.
I think she's as good as them. I mean, we watched the Economy Terror. I went down to the Sire Stake at Chester and watched Economy Terror, and I mean, she's very impressive, and I think she went 50-2.
Mm.
But our filly went a hell of a mile, and, you know, 50-4 and three wide off the top turn, and, you know, Jody, you know, said she was full of herself coming through the lane, so... Mm. You know what, there's no doubt we definitely drew the toughest division, which seems to be my luck, but, you know what? You got to beat them to get there.
That's right. And you got to be good to be lucky.
You know, and I think she's, you know, she's one of five or six top, and yeah, probably on any given night, you know, one's going to beat the other. I just hope we can beat them on our home turf.
Yeah, and when they're at that level, you're right, yeah, on any given day. What's your plan for her after racing at three, or is it too early to tell? Going to keep her as a brood mare, or what's the plan?
Well, I think a lot of it is obviously going to depend on what's going to go on in our industry, but, you know, when I said to somebody, well, you know, she'll make a great brood mare, you know, the comment back was, you think you're going to, you know, be in the brood mare business, and you know, we're looking that she'll be a race mare at four, unless somebody changes our mind. But, you know, we're not going to kill her as a three-year-old, and I'm looking long-term. And, you know, at some point she will make a great brood mare. It's just at what point, I don't know.
Let's hope it's in Ontario. Is there one race you'd like to win with her this year?
Yeah, the Fan Hanover to start and then the Breeders' Crown to finish.
Okay. All right. I just thought there was one particular race that you'd really like to get. But, hey, might as well win them all.
Well, the Fan Hanover is obviously, I mean, it's right here. I live in Milton. Campbellville's part of Milton. You know, it's a home course. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one that we, you know, you get a lot of your investment back in a hurry if she wins it. And, I mean, we earmarked it as, you know, the first important race. And as I said, Jack has done a great job over the winter with her, and you know, she looks the part. Mm-hmm. But as you said, there's some tough competition.
You've been involved, along with your family, in harness racing for decades. You, along with the rest of us, are on pins and needles wondering what the future is going to hold now that the Slots at Racetracks program is apparently done. How will that change your business model? I know Big McDeal is a PA-bred filly. Do you look to maybe buy more of those PA-breds and New York-bred horses?
Well, I'm sitting back thinking, you know, I try to remain positive that things are going to change and, you know, our government's going to come to their senses. Whether that'll happen or not, being politicians, I don't know.
Yeah, well, the terms government and senses can be termed an oxymoron, couldn't it?
Well,
certainly a contradiction. I said it, and I'll take the heat for it, and I don't care.
Maybe I'm trying to be politically correct here, but
well, you are, and good for you, and I don't blame you. But you know,
I'm prepared to stay in the business, and if that means at some point I have to move south of the border, then I will. But you know, my roots are here. I believe in our industry, and you know, if some of us are going to survive, it's going to be at the top end, and you know, the WAG and a few of the others, and. You know, yeah. I'll stay here and be here as long as I possibly can.
Well, we certainly all hope for the same situation. You're right, there will be contraction. In fact, there already is. And this is probably just part of the entire business process because of this. Listen, great having you on. I know you're a very busy individual. Best of luck this weekend in the Fan Hanover. And don't be a stranger to Toronto Radio, Brad.
Great. Thanks very much for your time, Norm.
All right, now. Bye-bye.
Take care.